The freest people in the world are those who have inner peace. Give love and unconditional acceptance to those you encounter and notice what happens. An invisible intelligence suffuses all form in the universe and allows flowers to grow and planets to align and the whole thing to exist. The more you understand yourself as a human being, the more you realize that you can either flow with life or fight it. And every time you fight something, you'll get weaker as a result. Enlightened people have perfect love in them, just like everyone else does. The only difference is that they have nothing else in them but perfect love. Guilt is an irresponsible choice. As long as you feel guilty about whatever you've done, then you don't have to do anything to correct it. Healthy thinking is a habit, just like neurotic thinking is a habit. Happiness and success are inner processes that we bring to life's undertakings, rather than something we get from out there someplace. The body is a great healer. That magnificent, perfect creation is capable of healing itself in many, many instances. If you expect to be upset, then you will seldom disappoint yourself. Highly functioning people say, "Where I am is fine, but I can grow." Try viewing everyone who comes into your life as a teacher. Everyone. Anything that bothers you is only a problem within. Only you can experience it, and only you can correct it. In Zen Buddhism, they say, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. You gotta chop and carry. That's just part of the human condition. Instead of judging others as people who should be behaving in certain ways, see them as reflecting a part of you and ask yourself what it is you are ready to learn from them. Quality rather than appearance. Ethics rather than rules. Knowledge rather than achievement. Integrity rather than domination. Serenity rather than acquisitions. These are the conclusions that Icus gave in my novel, Gifts from Icus. It is intelligent to have a plan, but it's neurotic to fall in love with that plan and not be able to change it. Perhaps the single most outstanding characteristic of healthy people is their unhostile sense of humor. If you want to find a deeper meaning in your life, you can't find it in the opinions or the beliefs that have been handed to you. You have to go to that place within yourself. Develop an inner candle flame that won't flicker even when the worst goes before you. Intention is the energy of your soul coming into contact with your physical reality. Other people are going to be exactly the way they are, independent of your opinion of them. Loving relationships work because there is no work. When you no longer need to learn how to deal with disharmony in your life, you will stop creating it, and you will create love and harmony virtually everywhere you turn. Instead of saying, "Why is this happening to me? Isn't this awful? Poor me," begin to say, "What do I have to learn from this?" The only limits you have are the limits you believe. You are not your form. You are something much more magnificent and something much more divine and grand than just this quiet dust. Anytime you get hate, send out love. Then love will come back and you will be free. That we breathe, that we showed up on this planet, that we communicate, these are miracles. Networking can never fail. It's so powerful because you just keep creating more power sources. It's like geometric progression. It never stops growing. The difference between being a neurotic and a no-limit person isn't whether someone has problems. Everyone has problems. It's attitude. Do you look for solutions or do you look for more problems? If you can conceive of it in your mind, then it can be brought into the physical world. And the reverse of this is also true. If you can't conceive of it, then you can't bring it into the physical world. Seems to me that the purpose of life is just to know God.